Thank you for tuning in to the Kaiser Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Coble. Now, to start things off, let's look at our not-so-accurate weather forecast for this upcoming week. Today, we should have a high of 88 with a low of 68 and a slight chance of rain. On Tuesday, the high is going to be 87 with a low of 69, along with a 40% chance of rain. Now, Wednesday, the high is going to skyrocket to 91 degrees with a low of 71. We're looking at an 88% chance of rain through the evenings. On Thursday, once again, high temperatures around 93 degrees, low of 69, and 88% chance of rain during the morning. On Friday, the high is to be 85 with a low of 61 and an 80% chance of rain in the morning as well. So it looks like the evenings are looking pretty good later on in the week. And on Saturday, your first day of the weekend, the high is 76, low of 53, but people, it is supposed to be sunny. So if you want to prepare to do something as of right now, you have my permission to do so because it looks like we may end up with a good weekend coming forth. Now let's jump right into what's been going on around our community here lately. Yesterday was the opening of the Kaiser City Pool. For those who showed up, you got free admission along with a DJ playing music to go along with the swimming. That's an excellent time. When I drove by today, the place looked absolutely packed. And on top of that, it seemed like there was a group of kids that gathered up and were playing volleyball at the volleyball net on the sand court. So a great time seems to be had by all. It's always great to see the Kaiser Pool filled to the brim with young people and locals having something extra to do. So this opening was actually supposed to have taken place on Saturday, but due to the forecast of the high temperature being only 67 degrees and rain being called for throughout the day, the decision was made to wait just one day before going ahead and opening up. And it looks like that was a very wise decision. I know many people, kids especially, are super excited that the pool is going to be put to use during the dog days of this summer, and they're eager to get started. Also, let's not forget that on Monday and Wednesdays, admission to the pool is only $1 to get in. So I kind of feel like we need to label Kaiser Dollar Day Mondays, because you have the pool now offering admission for $1 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and then you have the bowling alley with the dollar days for bowling. So thank you to the businesses. Thank you to the people that are working hard to keep prices down for our locals. That way they have the opportunity to do something with their kids. When prices are skyrocketing, inflation's at an all-time high, it is great to see our community working hard to provide at a reasonable price something for our kids to do. Now on Saturday, we also had a little excitement, and it's not the kind that you typically want, as the Fox's Pizza Den next to Brooks Park, for unknown reasons to me at this time, had a car that ran into the building. I want to give a quick shout out to all of our local volunteers for their quick response time in getting to the scene, providing aid to those that needed it, and clearing all the damage from the accident. As you can guess, Fox's Pizza / Chester's Chicken is going to be closed for a couple days while they are getting things fixed. In other news, it looks like another plea deal has been made in the West Virginia deer poaching case that happened around Mineral and Grant County. I think Allegheny County was included as well. Colton Broadwater has agreed to pay $47,000 in fines, fees, and cost. Plus, he's going to wear an ankle monitoring bracelet for his part in the illegal taking of deer. People, I want you to hear me out. I'm not advocating for the killing or hunting of any animals out of season. But honestly, seriously, I feel like this is a little excessive, especially when you compare it to the drug dealers that are getting busted around here. They're getting arrested and serving little to no time in jail, facing very little fines, at least well under half of what this young man is going to have to pay for killing deer illegally. And they're selling products that are killing our children, killing our parents, killing our brothers and sisters, getting them addicted to a product that is not good to them, and yet nothing compared to this. This is huge. $47,000 in fines, fees, and costs, plus an ankle monitoring system for killing animals. Once again, I don't advocate for the killing of anything illegally. They are deer and turkey compared to human beings. Yet, in our country today, this is just my opinion, it seems like animals are so protected that the consequences are so severe. But to do something to a human being or to bring down our society, there is very little repercussions. Something, anything, has to change. We should be valuing human life and what people are doing to humans way more than what we are doing to animals. Yes, there should be consequences. Take their hunting license away for several years, okay? Take away their guns for several years. But I think that this is excessive at this moment. But that, once again, is just my opinion. Now, tonight, the Kaiser High School Athletic Association is going to be holding their meeting at the high school at 5:30 p.m. Parents, if your kids are going to be participating in athletics, I highly advise you get involved with the Athletic Association. They do a wonderful job of helping conduct the meets and taking care of things and getting things lined up. It's important. It's important for your kids. If you're just wanting to help out with the community, once again, show up 5:30 p.m. at the Kaiser High School. Be involved with your community. Let's make things better, not just for the kids that we have going through the system now, but for the kids in the future. It all starts today. Now, our ambassadors of the Aubrey Stewart Project got together with the city council at the last meeting, and they've gotten permission to place a sign that's going to honor Jack Rawlins. Who is Jack Rawlins, you may be saying? Well, for those of you who don't know, Jack Rawlins was a former resident of Kaiser, West Virginia. He wrote Frosty the Snowman, Peter Cottontail, and Smokey the Bear. And all three are songs that everybody across this nation have sung for years. Now, Rawlins is currently buried at the Queens Point Cemetery. And the plan is to place the sign for Jack Rawlins somewhere near the Kaiser Lion on the south end of town. Yes, it took me a while. There is a Kaiser Lion. It is right as you're going north. It's right past the elementary school. I can't believe I even forgot about it. I see it every day. I pass it every day. And when I first was hearing of the location of this sign, I was like, where is there a lion in Kaiser? And then today I'm driving through, I'm like, duh. So anyway, anyone that wants to contribute to the sign or even to the Aubrey Stewart Project, which is doing a great job of working with our area youth, you can do so by donating to the Aubrey Stewart Project account at the First United Bank and Trust. I promise you, any and all donations are greatly appreciated and will go to good use. Now, Potomac State College has named their Outstanding Staff Person of 2022 award, and this year's winner is Mary Elizabeth Keller. Keller works in the records office and has been an employee of the college for 10 years. She holds an associate's degree in secondary education from Potomac State and a bachelor's in social science and master's degree in teaching from Frostburg State University. A congratulations once again goes out to her on this outstanding achievement. As I've said time and time again, people, that voting is very important, and our Kaiser City election is coming up on June 14th. The polls are going to be at City Hall, and they will open up at 6:30 a.m. and remain open till 7:30 p.m. Now, typically, like I said, every vote counts. In this case, maybe not so much. There are currently three seats on the council that are being voted for, and all three of them are uncontested spots. So it's not like a vote can sway anything because basically there's only three people running for the seats. Now, around our state, on June 18th at the Kanawha Boulevard lawns on the State Capitol Complex in West Virginia, they will be celebrating Juneteenth from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Of course, Juneteenth is a celebration that is to recognize the date June 19th of 1865, which is considered to be the day that the last slaves in America were freed from their captors. nearly 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was approved. So the celebration will include live performances by High Five, Rough Ends, and Surface. The MC for the event is going to be award-winning comedian Crystal Powell, along with West Virginia favorite Big L. Other performances for the event will be by Logical, Kingston Price, Mackenzie Gray, Heavy Hitters Band, Something Special, Nathaniel Smith, and Dale Cat DuVernay. So if you're down around Charleston and you're wanting something to do, this is going to be a great event. Also in state news, a former correctional officer, Joshua Scott Quinn from the North Central Regional Jail, has pled guilty to delivering controlled substances and other contraband to inmates. Quinn was busted by the FBI in a retail parking lot that was near the prison. The agent provided fake drugs, cell phones, and cash to Quinn. He was busted after leaving the scene. Now, the agents became aware of the situation with Quinn after he had smuggled drugs into an inmate for a woman. But in the process of smuggling them in, another inmate found the drugs in his lunchbox and distributed them to other fellow inmates. Then we have the investigation of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, West Virginia State Police, and the West Virginia State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, who have caught Brian Schaefer of Charleston, West Virginia, and have tried him and sentenced him to 25 years in prison for child pornography. He was caught taking pictures of a female minor of her private areas and distributing them to others. He had already been convicted of first-degree sexual assault of another female minor in Kanawha County Circuit Court back in 2001. So glad to see these people getting taken off the streets. Then we have Joe Luis Esquivel of Hedgesville, who has been named the shooter of the Columbia Machine Incorporated shooting. The sheriff's office has not released a motive to his actions quite yet. Upon arrival, one person was found wounded and three other individuals were found deceased. Esquivel fled the scene and ended up in a shootout with the police where a Maryland State policeman was injured, and the shooter used a semi-automatic handgun, which was recovered after the shootout. In brighter news, on Friday of this past week, 31 people gathered at Clarksburg to become United States citizens, doing things the right way. Senator Capito, Senator Manchin, and Alex Mooney were in attendance for the event. Senator Capito encouraged our new citizens to register to vote and then to actually vote, take advantage of this new ability that they have. Now, the newest citizens came from all over. We're talking Belarus, China, Dominican Republic, India, Indonesia, South Korea, Liberia, Mexico, Mongolia, Peru, Philippines, Portugal, Russia, Syria, Thailand, Uzbekistan, Venezuela, Vietnam, and even Yemen. So congratulations to each and every one of these individuals that took the time to do things the right way to come into our country and become United States citizens. We welcome you. Now, events going on around the area this week are as follows. On June 14th, dinner and beer pairing is at 6 p.m. at the North Branch Brewing Company. Unfortunately, it is only going to be for those that were able to get their reservations in by this past weekend, but it looks like an incredibly fun time. On June 16th, Half Lit Bluegrass will perform at the balcony starting at 6 p.m., On June 17th, the Golden L Beer Release at the North Branch Brewing Company that's located at 101 Armstrong Street in Kaiser, West Virginia. The release is going to start at 5 p.m. I highly recommend that you get there early, especially since the Strawberry L sold out so quickly. It's not a stretch to think that this Golden L is going to do the same thing. Now, Sarah Jane Twigg is going to be performing at the Toasted Goat starting at 7 p.m., Hellfire Empire is going to be performing at Lashball's Bar and Grill from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Jaded will be performing at Lashball's West in Frostburg starting at 9 p.m. And Mike and Joe will be performing at the River House starting at 7 p.m. Now, June 17th through the 19th is West Virginia Days at Canaan Valley Resort. The weekend's events will feature Civil War reenactments, authentic encampments, and battlefield demonstrations. And even though there's going to be events going on all day long, I've highlighted some times that I think will be vital or more likely to intrigue you. Friday at 6 p.m., you're going to have the opportunity to tour the grounds and see what life was like for soldiers, women, and children during the war. Now, remember, these reenactments, they're going to be dressed the part. So you're going to see how they would dress back then. Then on Saturday at 12 p.m. and 5:30 p.m., they will have the reenactment of the Civil War battles. Sunday at 12 p.m. will be the skirmish demonstration. And at 1:30 p.m., in front of the main lodge, something that makes me highly curious and intrigued to go see, will be the West Virginia Irish Road Bowling. I've never seen that, but I promise you that I think that I'm going to be there to see how that goes and what all that entails. Also on those same dates is the Cass Days at the Cass Scenic Railroad State Park, starting at 5 p.m. on the 17th and ending at 12 p.m. on the 19th. My highlights for this event are as follows. Saturday at 10 a.m. is going to be the railroad's iconic Parade of Steam. And then they're going to have square dancing at the community center from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Why do I highlight square dancing at the community center? Because that's just something you do not see every day. Now on June 18th, the Mineral County Parks and Recreation are going to have a float trip from water access by Burlington Fire Department to the water access at Laurentum Park. The float includes a shuttle service and cookout at Laurentum Park after the float. You can drop your floating equipment off at the Burlington Volunteer Fire Department water access point, so it's right before you get to the BVFD. And when you do, somebody will be there to monitor your equipment and make sure nothing happens to it. And while they're doing that, you will have the opportunity to drive your vehicle from there to the Laurentum Park and then be shuttled back to the start point. So that way you hop in, you float, you get to the end, and your vehicle's already there. So once you're back to the Laurentum Park, they're going to have a cookout. The float's going to start at 11 a.m. You are asked to pre-register at, here's the spot, tinyurl, so tinyurl.com/Laurentum, L-A-R-E-N-I-M, float, F-L-O-A-T. And the reason they're asking that you pre-register, they need an accurate head count to know how many people are floating down and especially how many people to cook for. Also on June 18th, JB Productions is going to be hosting Movie in the Park at the West End Playground in Kaiser. That's going to start at 8:30 p.m. The movie for the night is The Sandlot. As always, the movie and popcorn are going to be free to everybody that attends. Other concessions are going to be available, but they will cost a small price. They ask that everybody brings either a chair or blanket to lay on or sit on and enjoy the time there. So great family opportunity being put on by JB Productions. Then, also on the 18th, Clancy's Luau starts at 10 p.m. and will not end till 2:45 a.m. at Clancy's in Kaiser. I will tell you people, this is going to be way too late for my old butt. I will be asleep by then, but this sounds like a great time for the younger people in our community. The event is being put on by Everline DJing and Entertainment, and they're telling you, bring out those grass skirts and Hawaiian shirts, and let's get summer kicked off the right way. There's going to be party favors and selfie booths to go along with the entertainment. It does have a $5 cover charge, and attendees must be, once again, must be 21 or older to attend. Also on the 18th is the Cacapon River Fest, which is going to start at 11 a.m. and last to 9 p.m. at the River House, with food and events going on throughout the day. These ain't really an event, it's more like something being offered that I want to talk about. Coach Buck Brooks and Anka 1080 Running Club are going to be sponsoring a Kaiser running camp for ages 5 to 18 on June 20th through the 24th at the Kaiser High School track this year. The times will be from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. each day, and the camp will cover track event-specific clinics, running events, and long-distance slash cross-country preparation. The camp will conclude with event time trial races. This camp will feature state champion and all-state college-bound running athletes as guest speakers. The cost for this event is $75 for the week, and you can contact Coach Brooks for registration at 304-288-1741. Also, our Mineral County 4-H FFA Livestock Association is going to be sponsoring a silent auction this year at the fair to help raise money for the continued upgrades of the livestock arenas at the fairgrounds. If you would like to help, you can donate an item to be auctioned off. If you would like to donate an item, you can contact Eric Iser at 304-813-5497 or Stacy Huffman at 304-813-7811 and arrange a time for pickup. You also have the option of dropping the item that you want to donate for the auction off at the Mineral County Extension Office up to June 17th, or even dropping the item off at the fairgrounds the week of the fair up to the 24th. And once again, I want to give a shout out to Sittin' Pretty for sponsoring this show today. Remember to check them out at 117 Armstrong Street, Kaiser, West Virginia, where you can get all your quality merchandise that is competitively priced with excellent customer service. So remember, Sittin' Pretty on 117 Armstrong Street for all your merchandise needs. Also, if you don't get a chance to go down and physically visit them, join their Facebook page that's entitled Sittin' Pretty, where Monique typically goes online on Wednesdays around 8 p.m. Sometimes it's Thursday, but she offers some very awesome deals, and they usually play a game of bingo every so often. So it's a great opportunity to get a steal of a price on her products. And with that being said, people, I thank you for checking out Kaiser Weekly Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I know I've enjoyed talking with each and every one of you. I continue to hope to bring Kaiser residents something positive, something good, and just information to keep us up to date on what's going on in our area. So thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you next week.